small firm entrepreneur architects. Get ready to build a better business with the Entree Architect podcast, where business meets architecture. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, the host of Entree Architect podcast. Join me every week for inspiring interviews with passionate people that share proven strategies to help you build a better business.
If you think there is a problem, one, you can't make a move until you have a plan in place. The accountability chart really helps plan, okay, for the business 6 to 12 months out, this is what we need.
We cover it all, from financial management to marketing, sales, productivity, and beyond.
There's two sides of it, right? So there's the one when you don't have any work. So you're like, well, I'm either going to charge enough to be profitable or I'm going to go out of business. Or you have so much work and you have backlog and you don't need any more work. So you charge way more.
I'd also say lagging measures, one of the best, like the best. So for any client, for any professional service company, if you're going to take one thing away from what we're talking about today, is to look at a number called the labor efficiency ratio.
Entree Architect is not just a podcast. It's your secret weapon for success. With over 500 episodes, it's one of the longest running architecture podcasts in the world. You're sure to find the information you need to elevate your business. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now and join the community of small firm entrepreneur architects building better businesses.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year, or 10 years, or 20 years, and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's March 1st, 2021, and this is episode 21 of the Context and Clarity podcast. My goal when I record these episodes is to inspire you to start the thought process and maybe even to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Happy March to you. It's hard to believe that we're already almost through the first quarter of the year and into our second month of this podcast. That being said, did you catch last week's episodes? I thought it was a great group of topics, and focusing on the theme of meeting and managing expectations was really important. But in case you missed any, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, in episode 16, we kicked off our theme by asking, how do you, or do you, get approval from your client before you move on to the next phase of work? Tuesday, in episode 17, we talked clients, maybe unreasonable clients, and setting boundaries. And I asked, what do you do about clients that expect and get upset when you aren't available to them 24/7? On Wednesday's episode 18, we continued our mini-series on digital and social media platforms for architects, and we covered Twitter for architects. Are you posting anything on Twitter? Is posting even the best use of Twitter in 2021? Then on Thursday, in our simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I welcomed Seth Godin to talk about the architecture of architecture, and how architects need to be thinking about changing the perception of the profession. Finally, on Friday's episode 20, we were back to the theme of managing expectations and discussing how small practices manage workload and manage schedules. It was a great week and a great theme. If you missed any of these or you want to dig deeper into these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity and get into some of the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. Super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining that group and becoming a part of those live conversations. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format, and we'll begin a new theme. And I'm really excited about this theme. I think it's really important. I'm calling it Your Value Mindset. Today's question is, what value do you provide for your clients? Now, I know that it can be hard to assign a dollar value to the work that you do as an architect, that work that you do for your clients, but I want to unpack this a little bit. If you have a client that just purchased a multi-million dollar home and they want to add on a space to display some treasured belongings, just adding that square footage may increase the assessed value of the home. But does good design, design that matches the look and quality of the home, or quality construction based on your documents, does that tack on even more value? Does a poorly thought out, poorly conceived, maybe even poorly detailed addition reduce the value? What if your client is a restaurateur? Does the look and feel of your design help create the ambiance that makes hers the most popular restaurant in town? Does the flow of your layout make cooks and servers more efficient, less wasteful, and does it reduce wait times and increase potential profit? What if you're working with grandparents that realize they only have a handful of summer vacations with the grandkids and they want a beach house where the extended family wants to spend time, as much time as they possibly can, because it feels like home and they all have their own special spaces and it feels more like their home than anything they've seen from builder specs? What's the value of that? The truth is that studies have shown that people rarely assign a value to a number, a price. In fact, if a customer or a client somehow makes an emotional connection with something, they're often willing to pay as much as 200% more for that thing than a similar product or service that they don't make a strong connection with. Maybe we should be focused on those emotional connections rather than the fact that it's hard to quantify some dollar value that your work creates. This is what we'll discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually in putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.